Ray, how are you this morning?
Doing great, Tony. Just enjoying the weather, and I had the opportunity to travel up to Traverse City this weekend and really enjoying Michigan.
All right. Well, tell me, how many folks do you represent, and what jobs do they hold in the state?
Well, we represent over 17,000 state employees, and we have members in every department.
And I ask you this every few weeks because I'm just wondering how long it's going to take to finally that we have some information, I guess, to share that, hey, the budget is done. I'm looking at your website right now, and it says Michigan primary elections are over, and all the nominees are preparing for November. Politicians return their attention to the budget. All department budget bills for fiscal year 2010-2011 have passed both the House and the Senate. But, and that is a big but, the versions have passed are not the same. That means they will be headed to conference committees, and leaders in the House and the Senate will attempt to reconcile the bill so the governor can sign them. Of course, that affects you and the people that you serve, because you have a retirement package that's still out there. The 3% raise is in limbo. What is the latest?
Well, there's lots of rumors, and you're talking about Senate Bill 1226, which would change state employee retirement, but that bill is still sitting on the House floor. Now, they're going to be back in session, that is, in the House, I believe, tomorrow, and we're waiting to see if they're going to come up with maybe a new plan. Again, there are a lot of rumors. I've talked with quite a few state reps just recently, and they don't have anything to speak of. They may try to wrap this retirement plan into the budget, which, as you may or may not know, is due October 1st. And, of course, the UAW Local 6000 is opposed to any retirement that would force us to have our wages taxed. The teachers got a retirement bill passed back on May 14th. And all school employees got 3% of their wages taken away. So we'd oppose something like that. We think that it's wiser to look at the billions of dollars that the state spends in private contracts and looking at tax loopholes. Because right now, as I've said before, you know, we're short-staffed. We can't afford to lose anybody.
So what are some of the rumors that you've heard?
Well, you know, these rumors are actually from other state employees that they've talked about maybe increasing the multiplier, maybe opening up to more people so that more people could be eligible. But again, these are just rumors right now, and it's going to come down to the members in the Michigan House. You know, the bill is sitting on the floor there, and Speaker Dillon is going to have to try to find the votes to pass, and right now he doesn't have the votes. So we're just waiting to see what happens.
Well, from what I've heard from the various politicians that we've had here on the program is that there is not a lot of support for the 3% raise. They believe that that is going to have to be eliminated for the bill to pass. I know that there is a lot of support, including folks like Gretchen Whitmer, who want to see the union get the 3%. And I guess you're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a little bit of confusion. You know, I've been traveling the state because we have members in every county. And, you know, first of all, I should back up and clarify that, you know, there's a raise that state employees are going to be getting on October 1st, but that was bargained for 3 years ago. And really, when you look at all the concessions we made in terms of unpaid days off and the fact that even right now we work 80 hours but only get paid for 78, when you factor all that in, you know, the 3% raise really isn't so much of a raise. And earlier in the year, the state legislature tried to take that away from us, and we were able to block that. Again, by pointing out to them, we've made millions and millions of dollars of concessions, you know, already. Then we had the retirement bill, and as a provision in the bill, at least the version that passed for the teachers, it would once again ask us to give up 3% of our pay. So things can get a little confusing. But again, we believe that state employees have stepped up to the table for the last 8 to 10 years to help the state balance its books. And right now, you know, we've lost so many state employees, it's really hard to provide the vital services that are needed to keep the state functioning. Again, we would ask people to think about the, and let me repeat this, billions of dollars the state spends every year in contracts. What if we just cut private contracts by 5%? I believe you could come up with maybe $800 million, which is far more than you're going to get squeezing state employees. So, you know, there's some other things that the state can do.
If I was to play devil's advocate, I could say, I could ask, I could propose that state employees make a good living, they have a good retirement package, that to get the deal done, is the 3% that big a deal?
Well, I mean, again, when you're trying to come and take our wages, you know, this is something that has to be done at the negotiating table, and we negotiate directly, you know, with the state of Michigan, and have the legislature, you know, try to take away pay through passing bills, we don't think is the right way to go. And the thing is, you know, here in mid-Michigan and all across Michigan, yeah, we do have decent jobs, but you know what? We spend our money in the communities here. We are the taxpayers. We are taxpayers. You know, here in Lansing, where I live, you know, we're a big economic engine. And to take away our wages and benefits isn't going to help anybody around here in this economy. We'd like to see other people wages and benefits be brought up. And again, when you look at all the concessions we've made, new employees hired in April, for example, have far less comprehensive health insurance than I do. I've been with the state for 18 years. We, again, are working 80 hours but only getting paid for 78. Last year, we had 6 days unpaid off. So, I mean, it's not as if we haven't stepped up the table either.
And finally, Ray, before we let you go, just wanted to get your take on what you thought about the primary elections regarding the governor's position and any other seats that show interest.
We were really pleased with the primary on August 3rd, and I've had the opportunity again to travel state and speak with state employees, and I know that we turned out to the polls and voted and had, you know, we thought the results were great. Our candidate, Virgil Bonero, won. As a matter of fact, it really we're pleased to see him win by 18 points. And, you know, as you read on our webpage, things sort of grinded to a halt there during the primaries. But it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens during the general election because, again, we've got to resolve this budget by October 1st. So the whole fall is going to be very interesting.
All right, Ray, thanks so much. We always enjoy talking with you, and hopefully we'll chat with you again when this situation is resolved.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tony.